talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home.
In the corner of the— Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now at the Brando Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for coming up with today's home theme song. That was Down Home by Alabama. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like us to, if you'd like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page. Make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening right now at the brand new Gilliard Center downtown. Also, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, as I mentioned, this is a special edition of Talking About a Home. We're coming to you from the brand new Gilliard Center, where the Charleston Home and Design Show is going on right now. We want everyone to make it down to the show today. Show hours today go until 6 p.m. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you make it down here after 2 o'clock today, admission drops to only $2 after 2 o'clock. So today and tomorrow, the admission is only $7 per person up until 2 o'clock, and then after 2 o'clock, admission drops to $2 per person. Kids 12 and under are free. And if you happen to come to the show tomorrow, if you're planning to come on Sunday, and if you come here after 2 o'clock, we're going to give the first 200 families who pay that $2 admission a free Candlefish candle. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Candlefish. They are a sister company of Rewind Candles. And Rewind Candles, local Charleston company, they take used wine bottles and have wine-inspired fragrance candles inside those wine bottles that are specially cut. And Candlefish is kind of their retail division, and they've got a beautiful new showroom on Wentworth Street, right near the Charleston Place. And so we encourage everyone to visit Candlefish Candles, and you can get a free Candlefish candle tomorrow on Sunday at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Be one of the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock, and you get a free Candlefish candle. But today we've got lots and lots of things going on, and I don't want to discourage anyone from coming today. For example, we've got our free interior design consultations that have been going on since yesterday, and from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. today. We've had such a great turnout of local Charleston homeowners who have set up appointments for those free interior designer consultations. And special thanks to all of the interior designers that have volunteered their time to sit down and meet with the public. And it's a great opportunity for you if you if you want some free design advice, and you would like to sit down with a professional interior designer, come to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow, and we will do our best to fit you into the schedule. Like I said, it's been a great turnout for the appointments for the interior designers this weekend. In addition, you can also win a $2,000 home improvement prize package, and we've got six of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away this weekend. Six lucky locals will win one of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages, and we've got a mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nix, a paver package, a $2,000 paver package from Low Country Paver, a $2,000 Reclaim Wood Kitchen Island from Ferris Custom Woodworks, a $2,000 flooring package from Floor Coverings International of Charleston, a $2,000 painting package from First Class Painting and Restoration, and also a $2,000 eight-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft. So we always have local winners, and six locals will each win one of those $2,000 prize packages this weekend. We've also got the free home improvement seminars that are taking place today and tomorrow. A little earlier, we had choosing paint colors and accessories. Starting at 1:30, we've got planning your dream kitchen. At 2:30, we've got 10 tips for a trouble-free kitchen or bath remodel. And then at 3:30, we've got planning your outdoor living space with landscape architect J.R. Kramer. So a lot of very valuable free seminars happening today and tomorrow. On Sunday, kicking off our series of free seminars at 12:30 on Sunday, we've got First Class Painting and Restoration. Tommy Welch is the owner of First Class Painting and Restoration, and his company has been involved with three different Restaurant Impossible episodes. You know the Restaurant Impossible, the TV show on the Food Network. Robert Irvine is the host of that, and he goes into a failing restaurant and helps them turn that around, and there's always a big remodel project going on. Well, Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration has been involved with three of these different Restaurant Impossible episodes, plus also the DIY Network's Restore Charleston series that aired this past fall. And so there's a seminar called As Seen on TV, and we want you to meet the Somerville contractors chosen by Food Network's Restaurant Impossible to do three of their remodels. And it's really kind of a behind-the-scenes seminar. So you'll be able to ask Tommy questions, and he's going to tell you all about you know, his experience, what it was like to work with one of these reality-based TV shows. And we've also got an interview with him coming up a little later in today's show. But that's happening 12:30 on Sunday, and then at 1:30 we've got a panel of experts that will be answering questions called Solar Energy 101: The Truth About Costs, Quality, and Benefits of Solar Power. And so, if you've been thinking about maybe getting solar power, we want you to Sit down for this free seminar happening at 1:30 on Sunday, Solar Energy 101. You can learn everything you want to know. Ask these representatives of different solar power companies here in Charleston, and then you can talk with them afterwards. But in addition, on Sunday we've got at 2:30 we've got Charleston House Worthy Homes. And if you you're probably familiar with the website House, H-O-U-Z-Z. It's very, very popular with homeowners that are building or remodeling. And we've got two local architects, architect Chris Rose of Christopher Rose Architects, and also architect Trevor McNeil Draper with TMD Architects. And each one of them are going to be presenting some of their work, some of their best works, their best work, and sharing their ideas that you can take and use on your own project. But it's a great it's going to be lots of great visuals in that seminar, plus all of these different seminars. And all of the seminars are taking place inside the beautiful beautifully remodeled Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and right on the second floor, the shared lobby area. It's just gorgeous there. All of these seminars are free of charge. So once again, if you're just joining us, the Charleston Home and Design Show is happening right now. Show hours today go until 6 p.m. And there's $5 parking available at the connected Gilliard Garage, parking garage on Alexander Street, and also $5 parking in the South Carolina Aquarium parking garage. So it's a beautiful day. No reason for you to miss the Charleston Home and Design Show going on today and tomorrow. Show hours go today until 6 p.m. and then on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got the admission charge drops from $7 per person to $2 per person after 2 p.m. So a really good bargain to get into the Charleston Home and Design Show today. You know, everybody has a project this time of year. It's almost like no one wants to talk about the projects until the 1st of January. But now it's the new year, and everybody is thinking, okay, this is what I want to get accomplished for my home. And so it might be a small project. It might be a brand new house. You want to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend, because we've got almost 100 A-list local contractors that are right here. They've literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down here to the brand new Gilliard Center and set themselves up in their booths. And a lot of times people don't know exactly what's the first step in getting a project underway. Going to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow is your first step, because you're going to be able to come down and make contact with all the different local A-list contractors that you need for your project. And you know, you don't necessarily have to get into long conversations with them. You can pick up their business cards and some of their marketing material, put it in one of the free bags that we're giving away, and then, you know, when you get home later on, kind of dump that bag out on your bed and sort through it and follow up with these local A-list contractors at your leisure. But it's a great opportunity. All of these different A-list vendors have basically given up their weekend to offer free expert advice to you. And so take advantage of it. It's a great opportunity to jumpstart your project, no matter what it may be. And we always strive to provide the best ideas. We've got the finest building products, finest ideas and products for the kitchen, for the bathroom, for the backyard, lots of energy saving ideas, ways for you to reduce your energy consumption, which then reduces what you pay the energy companies. So you don't want to miss the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's going on right now. Show hours today are 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And you can get all the information you need at our website, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. And the brand new Gilliard Center, we negotiated $5 parking with the connected parking garage. So you just pay $5 as you enter the garage, and it's a great deal. Everybody knows that downtown Charleston, it can be expensive to park, and and it's only $5 parking. And $2 after 2 o'clock today, and tomorrow, and on Sunday. So, if you make it down here after 2 o'clock, you're only going to pay $2 admission. In addition, we as I mentioned, we're giving away 6 different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And I know what some of you may be thinking. You know, I have about as much of a chance of winning something, of winning the lottery, whether I buy a ticket or not. And that's actually not true, because we always have local winners. We always announce our local winners on our radio show. And so we're going to be giving away 6 of these different $2,000 home improvement prize packages this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. In addition, we've got the free seminars happening today and tomorrow. We've also got the free interior design consultations that are taking place. And so you have the opportunity to sit down with a professional interior designer and kind of pick their brain and try to find out what kind of a design dilemma that you might have, and they will help you solve it. It's such a great experience working with an interior designer. They save you money, they save you time, and they save you from making mistakes, which is one of the most common things that happens when you are looking to build or remodel your house. Almost 100 local A-list contractors have set up shop here at the brand new Gilliard Center. If you haven't seen the brand new Gilliard Center, this is another reason why you need to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow. It was a $142 million renovation, and so most, if not all, of the people that are coming through the doors today and yesterday and tomorrow probably have not seen the results of the remodel at the Gilliard Center. So that's another good reason to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend. Once again, show hours today go until 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. So time is definitely running out. We've got today and half a day today and then all of tomorrow. If you haven't had lunch yet, the Gilliard has a small cafe that you can buy. You can get lunch right here on site, or you can just park your car for that $5 parking. And leave it there. After you leave the show, you can walk around downtown. The Gilliard is very, very close to the market and definitely walking distance to the market. So lots and lots going on this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. You don't want to miss it. This is our big event that we have throughout the year. The Charleston Home and Design Show, our January home show, is our biggest home show that we have. We've got the show sold out, by the way, in September. So many local A-list contractors wanted to be a part of it that we sold out the show in September and actually had to talk people into fewer booths because we wanted to make room for as many local A-list contractors as we could. So I hope we'll see you here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on now until 6 p.m. and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We've got the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now. Show hours today go until 6 o'clock, and show hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. We have lots and lots of activities going on. We've got free interior design consultations for homeowners. So if you'd like to get some free design advice and sit with a professional interior designer, we want you to come down to the show today or tomorrow. And we still have a couple of open slots. We will make sure to fit you in. You can register to win a $2,000 home improvement prize package. We're giving away six of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages. Tomorrow, we've got free admission, free admission was yesterday. We've got $2 admission today after 2 o'clock and also $2 admission tomorrow after 2 o'clock. And tomorrow, if you come to the show tomorrow and come after 2 o'clock, pay your $2 admission, and you will, if you're one of the first 200 families, you'll receive a free Candlefish candle. And special thanks to the folks at Candlefish and Rewind Candles. They're local. These candles are made locally. They're a $22 value. You can get a free candle by coming tomorrow to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Pay your $2 admission after 2 o'clock, and if you're one of the first 200 people, we'll give you a free Candlefish candle. Well, joining me now is Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well, Tim.
Good. Tomorrow, Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration is going to be presenting one of our seminars that we've got going on. We've got seminars going on today. They're free for everyone. At 2:30, we've got 10 tips for a trouble-free kitchen or bath remodel. And then at 3:30, we've got planning your outdoor living space. And so, and then starting again tomorrow, Sunday, January 29th, kicking it off is it will be a seminar being presented by Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. It's called As Seen on TV. And we've all heard that phrase before. And the reason we are using that is First Class Painting and Restoration has been involved with not one, not two, but three different renovation projects that involved reality TV shows. And what were those three reality TV shows that First Class Painting and Restoration was involved with?
Tim, we've been fortunate enough to be on Food Network's Restaurant Impossible. We've done two episodes with them, and we actually did one locally, and then we did two of their restaurants in other cities. And then we've also been a part of the DIY channel's Restore Charleston, which is basically a branch off of American Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
That actually was done locally as well.
Gotcha. So you were involved with Restaurant Impossible. That's on the Food Network for two different restaurant renovations.
Yeah, three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where were the restaurants?
All right. So one was in Savannah, one was in Raleigh, and then, of course, we've done one here in Somerville.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. You must be a glutton for punishment.
It is definitely it's a taste that acquires acclimation. That's for sure.
And what you're going to be doing with your seminar tomorrow, Tommy, is talking to attendees about the experience that you had, what it's like, what the behind the scenes kind of experience that First Class Painting and Restoration, because they call them reality shows, but they're really, I guess a more accurate phrase would be reality based.
Correct.
Because everything is kind of staged and set up, but the reality is that you folks have to do all the heavy lifting for the renovation.
That's correct. I mean, it's absolutely still a construction project. It is still a rehabilitation of a center that needs to get pretty, and you just happen to be doing it in amongst chaos and cameras. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
What's and I'm sorry, his name escapes me. The fellow on Restaurant Impossible.
His name is Robert Irvine.
Robert
Irvine. Yes, sir.
Right. And I love the show. I watch Restaurant Impossible when it's on. And what's it like working? Was it like working with him?
It's exactly kind of what you see as on TV. It really is. His personality is definitely one of that demands excellence across the board, and not just from the construction team itself, but all the chefs and all of the patrons that are it's a volunteer army that is a massive part of those projects. And it doesn't matter if you're a volunteer or paid help. I mean, your expectation is that of excellence, and it's a time of the essence. I mean, you're legitimately there for 48 hours to convert a restaurant from drab to fab. And it can definitely get intense, and it's around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And do you really only have 48 hours to do the work?
You really do. There's pre-setup, you know what I mean, before the actual filming takes place, but the actual filming and the opening of the show is legitimately within a 48-hour window. So from the time that the first sledgehammer hits to the second that, you know, we're stroking the last brush, it's about 48 hours to the T.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, it's an incredible compliment to First Class Painting and Restoration that Restaurant Impossible would invite you back for, you know, after the first restaurant renovation, to invite you back for two more.
Yeah, we thought the same thing. It's a big hurrah, and there's definitely you know, there's a lot to be said about the team, and that's what I just want to continue to, you know, implement. Is we really do have some very talented young men and young women that work for us, and they are second to none. They really mm-hmm. are first class across the board.
So First Class Painting and Restoration, you folks were involved with three Food Network Restaurant Impossible episodes, and then also the DIY Network, which personally I prefer to HGTV. DIY seems to be coming on strong with some of their programming. And they've got the Restore Charleston.
That's correct.
Restore Charleston.
Yeah, sure was.
Talk about that project a little bit.
So that's basically over 125, 130-year-old building that was a home in St. George, South Carolina, right outside Somerville. Local guy named Trent Fashionat that has been a part of Rehab Charleston in the past with another project was asked to pick up another one, and he actually did two at this given time. So believe it or not, this was actually an 8-episode project that we were involved with. So it was about the entire summer we were on this project with cameras in our face working on this home from inside and out. We did a full exterior rehab and a full interior rehab on this one. Got the chance to do some really cool custom painting and just meet a lot of very, very, very talented individuals from all the way around the country, basically. Some of the top designers, some of the top construction guys I've ever been around. And if you owe it to yourself, if you haven't watched Restore Charleston, you need to. It's a mm-hmm. great, great show. It's really well done, and it shows you some really good local artisans that are right in your backyard that are they're second to none when it comes to their talent. I mean, mm-hmm. they really are doing some amazing work. And to think that we kind of got picked up and asked to do that is, again, a huge compliment to our team about what we can do. And I'll be honest with you, when I first saw this, I mean, you know, I do this for a living. I was shaking my head at this project thinking that there's no way we can turn this thing into, you know, a gem. I mean, it literally looked like, you know, the Disney Haunted Mansion when we got there. I mean, that's the mm-hmm. only, you know, description I can give you. And when we got done, it's a designer home. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It had a lot of this home in St. George on DIY Network's Restored Charleston. It had a lot of potential. I loved all the beadboard throughout. We've got beadboard on our ceiling at
right.
home, and anytime, you know, you associate the beadboard more with like beach houses, but beadboard all in the walls and the ceiling, right, all over the place.
Oh yeah, the existing trim work in there is just, I mean, you'd never find it today. You know, I mean, I don't think very many people could afford to have that type of trim work put throughout their homes or casings, and you know, you're talking, you know, 10-foot doors and just unbelievable trim work packages that are throughout that home, and they're all, you know, part of that era. You know what I mean, of that. And it really is. Even the banisters, like on the, you know, they had the banisters completely remade out front. All the flooring is original Heart of Pine stuff. That was just, it's just beautiful once it's, you know, redone and taken care of. But you're right. I mean, it's literally stuff that people have in their homes right now in Charleston that people want from all over the world. I mean, you know, there's no style like it.
And this is just a theory of mine, but my first house that I bought here in Charleston was built in 1912, and it had this real ugly kind of ceiling tile material over the ceiling. And I was told by some contractors that I had hired, do not take that down because there's a reason they put it up. But then I just had to and took part of it down, and lo and behold, there's beadboard up there in the ceiling. And my theory at the time, you tell me if this is correct or not, but was it cheaper to just put up like a beadboard ceiling rather than bring in people to put up plaster? Because plaster was fairly new then.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, that was state of the art, you know, back then. You know what I mean? And what was kind of cool with this is we got to actually bring some of the College of Charleston. You know, they have a building art school downtown. We had a couple guys and gals that got to come there, and they kind of informed us on some of the errors and stuff. But you're exactly right. Plaster was, you know, kind of a, you know, luxury, you know what I mean? And they did it in the least amount of areas that were possible. So all of the woodwork that you see back in the home like you had, I mean, that was kind of standard. But yeah, I mean, the beadboard alone that's in this is, I mean, it was throughout everywhere. Every ceiling had it, you know what I mean? And most of the walls had it, in fact, and they elected to leave a lot of it, you know, and they, don't get me wrong, the bathrooms and stuff had to get sheetrocked, you know, but the majority of that home, the integrity of that era was kept intact, which was kind of one of the challenges of the designers, but also one of the cool things that the contractors got to do was kind of work with some of the stuff that you typically, most homeowners these days would just elect to demo it and move on. But they kept it to the age, and then once we got done, you can kind of just see how beautiful even, you know, 1800s, you know, architecture is in this day and age. It's still as relevant as it was then.
I didn't see the final episode. Did they sell the house? Did they flip it, or did someone keep it?
It is actually, if I'm not mistaken, and this was about as early as a month ago, it was on market. So it is listed right now currently. It may already be contracted. I wouldn't doubt it if it is, but it was being sold once it was completed. Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Get the full story. Get the whole story behind the behind the scenes projects that First Class Painting and Restorations was involved with. Everybody loves Hollywood. Everyone's got that little rubbernecker kind of mentality. And you can come to the Charleston Home and Design Show tomorrow. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And and kicking off our lineup of seminars on Sunday, tomorrow, starting at 12:30, will be As Seen on TV, Meet the Somerville Contractors, chosen for three of Food Network's Restaurant Impossible remodels, and a project this past fall for DIY Network's Restore Charleston series. And you'll be able to hear from Tommy Welch of First Class Painting and Restoration. Will your wife Melinda also be?
I don't know if she'll partake in the seminar. I'm sure she'll probably be bebopping in and out. And if you she's actually speaking better than me, then you guys are going to be well blessed, because she's way better than me and super super talented young lady.
Will you be bringing a computer with photos and stuff?
I will. So I'll have a laptop with us that we can bring some before and afters. And then like you said, the biggest thing that we run across is just people want to know the ins, outs, and hows and whats, and how did that, you know, they just, like you said, people love Hollywood. They love all the, you know, the stories and the questions, and, you know, how was this guy and how was this girl and that kind of stuff, which is cool, and I'll be happy to share any of that I've got.
Well, just like the TV shows, I'm going to leave our audience with a teaser. Don't answer this.
Okay.
Do you get paid as part of a reality show, all of the labor, all of the materials? Do you get paid, or is it sort of a trade out just so you can get national exposure? Now, don't answer that. Come to the Charleston Home and Design Show today, of course, but if you want to listen to the seminar, you can come back tomorrow. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And at 12:30, you can hear from local Somerville contractors, Tommy and Melinda Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration, and they'll tell you all about the behind-the-scenes experience that they had working with Food Network's Restaurant Impossible's Robert Irvine, and also the DIY Network's Restore Charleston. How can folks get a little bit more information about First Class Painting and Restoration?
Great question. We can always do it old school and give us a call. We'll be more than happy to answer the phone, and that office number is area code 843-324-6006. Or if you'd love to go on the interweb and check us out on the web, it's firstclasscharleston.com, and that is the number one, stclasscharleston.com.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration, and thanks so much for taking a couple minutes out of your busy day. First Class Painting and Restoration has a booth here at the home show, and they're busy talking with homeowners and so forth. So thanks for taking a moment out. Show hours today go until 6 o'clock. We've got $5 parking right next door in the connected Gilliard garage. So that's a great deal on parking for downtown Charleston. We've got other seminars happening this afternoon. Planning your dream kitchen, if you're able to get here by 1:30. We've got planning your dream kitchen at 1:30. 2:30 is 10 tips for a trouble-free kitchen or bath remodel. At 3:30, we've got planning your outdoor living space with landscape architect J.R. Kramer. So come on down today until 6 o'clock. If you get here after 2 o'clock, admission's only $2 per person, so it's a great deal. Thanks, Tommy, and we will be talking to you shortly.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, right at the corner of Calhoun Street and Alexander Street and George Street. And we've had a great show so far this weekend. Free admission on Friday was a huge hit. We had our home show preview party Thursday evening, which was a lot of fun with hundreds and hundreds of people. And today here it is on Saturday. We've been the show opened today at 10 o'clock. And show hours go until 6 o'clock this evening, and then we've got show hours on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. But there's plenty of time to come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today. Starting at 2 o'clock, we've got $2 after 2 p.m. admission. So great timing if you're listening to the radio right now and want to zip down to the Gilliard Center. We negotiated $5 parking in the parking garage right next door to the Gilliard that's connected to the Gilliard Center. So just park your car and come on in. $2 admission for everyone today after 2 o'clock until 6 p.m. today. And we've got lots and lots of good reasons why you want to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow. And we've got free interior design consultations. So if you'd like to sit with a professional interior designer and get some design advice, we've got a list of interior designers that are volunteering their time to help homeowners this weekend. And we've got a couple open time slots we can work you in. We have free seminars taking place today and tomorrow. Starting at 2:30, we've got 10 tips for a trouble-free kitchen or bathroom remodel. And then at 3:30, we've got planning your outdoor living space. And speaking of outdoor living space, now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Ben?
Fantastic, Tim. I love this home show. The party was fantastic. It's always a great way to kick off the year for the community, for us, for businesses here, and also just for people who are building homes. I mean, there's no greater place to be. If you're building a home or you got a friend who's building a home, you need to call them or get here. I mean, what else are you doing? So get down here, come see us. I'm great. I'm just really glad to be here, Tim.
Good. Well, you know, there are a lot of reasons, and one of the biggest ones is we've got almost 100 A-list local contractors that have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down here to the Charleston Home and Design Show and set up. And so what an efficient way to see so many home-related companies in one place. In one afternoon, you can get all the contacts you need and jumpstart whatever project you have.
Yeah, I agree with that because, you know, we live in an age and time where people just think that, I mean, even for myself, sometimes I just think that I can Google something and get an experience. But, seeing is believing, and at this home show, the quality of seeing, just walking around every booth, even my booth, it's just like people get to experience and see firsthand what these products do and how they can just make the quality of life in your home a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And
so absolutely.
That's one thing about our system, our love, is that people can really see firsthand how our product can make life so much sweeter outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the summer months, it's almost like I guess this is accurate today with the Zika virus, but you are kind of risking your life when you go outside. Maybe you've got some nice shade in your backyard in the summertime, and those mosquitoes love the shade. And so, you know, if I can remember when my two daughters, one time I looked over at the 2-year-old, she had a big giant mosquito on her forehead. She didn't even know what was happening to her. And you've got family, you've got friends, you want to enjoy, you've spent a lot of money for your house and for your outdoor living space, and you want to be able to enjoy it year round here in beautiful Charleston. And one of the best ways to do that is to get a mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nicks. And you can get a free mosquito misting system this weekend if you happen to be one of our six winners that we have. And we've got six different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away this weekend. Six lucky locals will each win one of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And let me just give you a quick rundown. The first one is an 8-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft. We're also giving away a $2,000 painting package from First Class Painting and Restoration, a $2,000 flooring package from Floor Coverings International of Charleston, a $2,000 reclaimed wood kitchen island from Ferris Custom Woodworks, a $2,000 paver package from Low Country Paver, and finally, a $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nix that someone local will win this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
That's right. Winner, winner, outdoor mosquito-free dinner. There's nothing better.
There you go.
Get on down here. Enter the drawing. Come see what it's like. I mean, yeah, you were talking earlier about our mosquito system and about how they love the shade. It's hot. They want it's cool. And, you know, what a lot of people don't know is about our system is that it doesn't. Our solution doesn't contain DEET. It's more botanical, and so it's a plant-based product. Also, does it go on your skin? And so, what we realized after 16 years of trial and error and experience is that we want to attack the source of the problem. And underneath decks, things like that, where it's heavy moisture underneath vegetation, those cool areas in the hot, they love it, but they also love you. Mm-hmm. And you know, we give you this little handy dandy easy button that literally with the click of a button, I mean, you have no problem. So really, it really is a winner, winner, no mosquito free outdoor dinner or just even outdoor plan. It's great. It's a awesome, incredible piece of engineering and product. And also for moms with kids, you know, you've got the kids outside. You don't have to buy 8 cans of Off. Again, that contains D. You don't want that going on their skin. You know, this doesn't go on your skin. Mm-hmm. It just attacks the source of the problem, and it's automatic. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a remote. You can do it by yourself if you like. But, again, you know, it's an incredible product that a lot of people just don't know about.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix about the $2,000 mosquito misting system that someone local will win this weekend here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, in addition to five other $2,000 home improvement prize packages that five other lucky locals will win. And Ben, kind of describe what this $2,000 misting system, what does it look like, where will it be installed, and so forth.
Well, our job is to do our job and for you not to even notice your system is there. You can't hear it, you can't smell it, you can hardly see it. But what it does is we put nozzles in inconspicuous locations to where, you know, it's hardly noticeable, it's aesthetically pleasing. And what we do is we set a barrier perimeter around the perimeter of your yard, an outer perimeter, an inner perimeter. It kind of acts like an invisible fence for dogs, but really for mosquitoes. And so once they get within the premises of it, they sense it, they smell it, they won't know part of it. If they taste it, it attacks their nervous system and kills them automatically. And so it goes off automatically 3 times a day for 45 seconds. Also, really the luxury of the system is normally people have bug spray, but with the system, you have a remote control that literally with the button, you can just click it and your whole property's protected. That's good for having barbecues outside, events outside, hot days. Again, kids are going out to play. We have this one sweet lady who walks her dog outside. Before she walks her dog, she clicks the button and she can enjoy outside with her dog and not get eaten alive. And it's not just protecting you against mosquitoes, it's spiders, fleas, and ticks. Our solution, the same thing that's in flea and tick shampoos, in our solution. So it's great for dogs and animals. I mean, mosquitoes that carry heartworms.
And so those mosquito misting nozzles, those are hooked up to tubing that is run throughout your yard, and then you Mosquito Nix, yep, has like a large reservoir,
we kind of custom fit the reservoir where our solution goes. It can be anything to fit your property. If there's an outdoor patio, we get a smaller drum reservoir that we can put inside that bench. I mean, we've kind of we customize the system to your home. So from that reservoir is on top of that is the control panel. From that control panel, where there's a pump, a motor, there's a tough nylon grade tubing that's connected to it, and it's all connected to one line. And so we set a barrier of tubing, and about every 8 to 10 feet, we place nozzles, and we place nozzles through using a copper riser. And again, that's attached, the nozzle attaches to that tubing. And so once it starts, it engages, goes throughout, and then it all mists at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So the mist is what keeps the mosquitoes away. And so over time, it must build up sort of an invisible wall of the liquid that's being misted that mosquitoes just want to avoid. So they'll maybe go to your neighbor's house, rather the neighbor's backyard, rather than your backyard.
Right. And also it kills the what we really want to do as well is eliminate them from breeding on your property. And so the mist targets underneath vegetation. For us humans, we hang out at coffee shops and may venture out to a place where there's a bar, grab a beverage. For mosquitoes, they hang out underneath that vegetation because that's where they get their nectar from. Their life cycle is that underneath there. Mm-hmm. And they love the areas underneath the deck. And so what that mist does is it eliminates them from breeding and living in those areas. And mm-hmm. so if we eliminate those things, then we're getting to the root of the problem.
And so the big question is, does the mosquito misting system from Mosquito Next, does it really work?
Absolutely. We wouldn't, and what I tell people on that is we wouldn't have, it's funny, we have a large marketing budget. We rarely use it because we've been so busy because so many people refer our service that we just don't really have, we don't really use it. And so it's kind of, seeing is believing and testing it, and absolutely it works. Because again, it's not just a quick fix. It's getting to the root of the problem, eliminating it, and in a way that people can enjoy their outdoor mm-hmm. lifestyles.
Good deal. Well, the warm weather of spring and summer will be upon us very, very soon. I've already seen it's been kind of a fairly warm winter. I've seen a few mosquitoes floating around already, and so they're definitely going to be back, and then we've got the added threat of the Zika virus that the mosquitoes are carrying. So this $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nix is definitely an excellent prize that someone local will win this weekend. And how can folks get more information about Mosquito Nix in case they don't win but they still want to get a misting system?
Yeah, you can go to our website, mosquitonix.com. You can... our phone number is 843-566-4261. Give us a call. Also, if you're pregnant, you're at the show, or you're trying to get down to the show, or if you call us, let us know you're pregnant. And we do give a discount, a 10% off discount for women who are pregnant for the Zika, mm-hmm. and also military. So give us a call. That's our information. Of course, you can Google us, Mosquito Nix. Again, my name is Ben. You can just ask for me. We have a great team of guys who just really go above and beyond to just meet people's needs and really just love people. Mm-hmm. So give us a shout. Come see us at the booth if you haven't come yet.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to your booth. Thanks for taking a moment out of your busy schedule today. We've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. And come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show. We've got show hours today until 6 o'clock. And you can register to win that $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nix. And maybe be the lucky local who wins it. Thanks, Ben.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And show hours today go until 6 o'clock. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And if you get down to the show, you got plenty of time to get down to the show today, and you're lucky because starting at 2 o'clock, our admission price drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. So $2 per person after 2 o'clock admission today at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We've got lots and lots going on here at the show. We want everyone to register to win one of 6 different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that 6 lucky locals will win this weekend here at the show. We've got free seminars going on today and tomorrow. Today, if you get down here by 2:30, we've got 10 tips for a trouble-free kitchen or bath remodel at 2:30. At 3:30, planning your outdoor living space. And then on Sunday, we've got 3 more seminars going on starting at 12:30. And you can go to our website, which is charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com if you'd like to see the lineup of the free seminars. One of them is very very interesting tomorrow at 1:30, Solar Energy 101. I've been seeing so many different building permits being pulled for people who are having solar voltaic panels installed on their homes, and you can get all of your questions answered. We're going to have a panel of experts, of solar power experts, that will be answering your questions and giving you all of the information about the costs and the quality and benefits of solar power. And then at 2:30 tomorrow, we've got 2 local architects who will be doing a seminar called Charleston House-Worthy Homes. And if you are familiar with the website House, there's lots of projects from around the world, and there's definitely many homes on Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, that originated right here in Charleston. And these 2 local architects, Christopher Rose and Trevor McNeil Draper, they will be doing a great presentation showing you some of their Houzz-worthy homes that they have been involved with. But one of the really special things that we've got going on today and tomorrow are the free interior design consultations that are taking place. And we have offered these free design consultations and partnered with local interior designers since 2004 to offer these free design consultations. And we're so grateful to all of the local interior designers who are volunteering their time to be here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And they will sit down with you for about 20 to 30 minutes and give you expert advice and try to help you solve your design dilemma, whatever it happens to be. And now joining us for a few minutes is interior designer Yvonne Gregory with Yvonne Gregory Interiors. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, thank you. I want to thank you so much for volunteering once again to offer these free design consultations to homeowners. And you've been involved with our free design consults at our home shows for years and years, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and I've enjoyed it very much.
Well, good. Well, kind of. If you can think back to. By the way, you're going to be here all day today.
Yes,
and
I
so,
will.
And mm-hmm. we have a couple of openings. We always manage to, even though we have a full, even if there's a full schedule, we always manage to try to work people in. So if you didn't make a reservation in advance, you can still come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today, and we will make sure to work you in. But Yvonne, what In the past, what kinds of questions, what kinds of projects or dilemmas have you had that homeowners brought to you for these free design consults?
Well, I think 3 of the most popular are, number 1 would be color consultations with painting the interior or the exterior of the home. And I have a full media paint kit, so I can go through all that with everybody. That's been very helpful for a lot of people. A lot of my clients really need help with space planning, how to do their floor plan, and, you know, is this going to fit there? How do I make this work? And this is what I want to do. And I've also been able to help people who are just on the verge of doing their architectural plans, mm-hmm. and they want to know how to make things work. And that's really the best time for a designer to mm-hmm. jump in on that. But it's a wide variety of things, and it's amazing how much information can transpire in that short period of time, especially if the the client is well organized and has done their homework and they bring measurements and colors and all that, you know, we can really dive into it.
Right. So if you have any floor plans or house plans, any swatches or product samples, any natural stone countertop samples, cabinet samples. I've seen people lug in their cabinet doors with them mm-hmm. to these design consultations. And you are absolutely right. It's an amazing how much can get accomplished in such a short period of time, 20 to 30 minutes. And what has happened oftentimes is the homeowner says, "Oh my gosh, Yvonne, you've been so helpful to me. Can I call you afterwards and ask your advice on some other things?"
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And so, if you happen to click with that interior designer, you'd be surprised. You may end up working with them in the future, which is awesome. And we always promote the use of an interior designer when building or remodeling, I don't think everyone is completely aware of how an interior designer can really help in a project. I think a lot of times people just think that they're on their own, or maybe they get free advice from the lighting showroom or the tile showroom. But you know, the interior designer is the person that sees the entire scope of the project, not just the lighting, not just the tile. And you were talking about wanting advice on picking paint colors. You want, I would imagine, the big thing homeowners say is they want the colors to flow throughout the house. They don't want you enter a room and all of a sudden you're just shocked by this one color or something.
Yes, that's true. A lot of people, and gray is really in right now, and a mm-hmm. lot of people want all these different shades of gray, and they want to make sure that they're good. The most difficult one I had took about 8 hours, and this woman wanted gray in every room of the house, and she couldn't decide which gray she wanted in which room.
Oh, my gosh.
But usually it goes very quickly. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. So it's not an 8-hour project.
Right, right. Well, good. Well, we want everyone to have an experience of working with an interior designer, and you can have that experience for free today at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Come on down and go to our ticket desk and tell our staff that you're interested in having a free design consultation, and we will work you in to the schedule. And I have to admit, this is we have been doing these partnering with local interior designers since 2004, and this is not an original idea. I happened to visit the Architectural Digest magazine home show up in Manhattan a number of years ago, and they offered free design consultations with interior designers to their attendees. And I thought, what a great idea. I brought it here to Charleston, and we've had so much great support from the local interior design community. And so thank you so much, Yvonne, for volunteering your time today. And I also want to thank the other interior designers that are volunteering their time. Lauren Messina, Heidi Huddleston, Duval Acker, Bess Lee, Terry Baldwin, Amandra Kelly, and Debbie Gumolka. So thank you so much to all of the interior designers volunteering their time to help homeowners. And if someone wants to get a hold of you, Yvonne, to talk to you about Yvonne Gregory Interiors, how can they reach you?
Well, my phone number is 843-708-3535, and my website is YvonneGregoryInteriors.com.
All right, great. YvonneGregoryInteriors.com. And come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today. We've got show hours today go until 6 o'clock. We've got the $2 after 2 admission starting in just a few minutes, and so you only have to pay $2 to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And for more information, visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Thanks so much, Yvonne.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.